So the next thing on the agenda is the 500-pound gorilla in the room, and that's the interaction of this project with all the other projects on the ISB agenda, and particularly with the conceptual framework. And Mary Tokar is going to lead that discussion. So, Mary.
Thanks, Pat. We thought it would be helpful just to provide some background information on this project and to save reading yet another one of the many papers that you got. The background, all the content is in paper 3. Rather than flip through that, just put together some slides. I believe they're also posted on the web. And I am not sure, okay, you've got them in Australia. I'm not sure if you have seen the copies that were sitting on the table when you arrived this morning. I'm going to focus on conceptual framework to just focus on the interaction of that project with rate regulated. The first thing we put here is the timetable for rate regulation. The discussion paper was published about 10 days ago. It has a comment period that ends, I think it's in front of me, middle of January. The purpose of that discussion paper is to get information on a handful of key issues to help the board develop an exposure draft of a revised conceptual framework. That exposure draft is scheduled to be issued in the last quarter of 2014. Our objective is a final conceptual framework by the end of 2015. So that's the time frame for the planned time frame for finalizing conceptual framework. One question as a board that we took up is what happens with major projects that are running in parallel with conceptual framework? Can we do none? You know, do we do them based on the old conceptual framework? Do we anticipate where we think the new conceptual framework will come out? And I think, frankly, the answer is we're maybe feeling our way a bit with that, trying to identify in the new projects that we're starting right now, and really this is the biggest one, having the project inform conceptual framework and vice versa. So what I tried to do on the next slide, slide 3, is identify where we think the biggest points of interaction are between conceptual framework. And I'm going to talk about the process first. What we have said in the discussion paper is that we are proposing for commenting, you know, exposing in the discussion paper, and I expect would expose in the ED unless we hear surprising information back in response to the DP, that we will presume that any new standards or amendments issued after the conceptual framework is finalized would be consistent with the framework. Now, if the board decides that it needs to deviate from the framework, then we would have to identify that deviation and explain the reason for it in the basis of conclusion. So I would characterize it as a discipline, but not a straitjacket or pair of handcuffs, you know, in terms of the decision making that we're doing. Now, I think the thing that would be most relevant to rate regulated is the actual definition of an asset and definition of a liability in the conceptual framework. And we put on slides 4 and 5 the existing definition. And what we have exposed in the discussion paper as the plan changes in those definitions of asset and liability. And the biggest change that I wanted to draw to your attention is the consequence of these changes is to resolve the debate that we've had over the years in terms of whether probability of cash inflow or outflow is a recognition threshold or not. And the definitions would have the consequence, the proposed changes in definitions would have the consequence of moving probability of cash flow to clearly be a measurement issue rather than a recognition issue. So that's the direction we're heading in with that. Now, in terms of what I said about the project level, for example, rate-regulated activities informing the conceptual framework and vice versa, the discussions that the board has had about conceptual framework have considered, among other fact patterns, some of the issues that have been raised in the past about rate-regulated. And I think the intention is to continue to look at rate-regulated, not to debate the standard in parallel with, do it as part of conceptual framework, but really to say, is this making sense if we take the working definitions and then work with them in the context of the rate-regulated project? Are we getting anomalies, things that don't fit, et cetera, and have one inform the other, but they are two separate projects. I think the timing that we are looking at, we are working hard to prioritize conceptual framework so that the messiness of having things in process can be resolved as soon as possible. Now, the other thing I thought it would be helpful to make clear is that what we may, we expect to go forward changing the definition of asset and liability. Any debates that we have in the conceptual framework will not be absolute decisions about the answers on rate regulated. The conceptual framework is the starting point for standards level projects. We aren't going to answer whether it's debt equity classification or any other questions directly in the framework itself. So the fact that we may be discussing rate regulated examples as part of our discussions on conceptual framework does not translate to answering rate regulated in the conceptual framework project. So I don't know if that's helped to clarify things. but the objective was to say you should absolutely be aware of, thinking of, maybe responding separately to conceptual framework, engaging in the discussions there. It certainly will shape the discussions the board has about rate regulated, in particularly the question of what industry-specific items may or may not satisfy the definitions of asset and liability. But ultimately, the board is going to make decisions in the context of the rate-regulated project itself, informed by but separate from conceptual framework.
Mary, may I ask a question? As you were talking about that at the framework level, and you were talking about the regulatory accounting, I know you're not going to take a decision on that, but what was the deliberation or discussion around that? Do you think that we have some hope with that definition, or I don't know what were the key issues or messages that...
I'm frantically trying to replay board discussion to see, to think about how to answer that. I think we didn't end up, all we were trying to do is say, is there anything in the discussions that we've had so far about the definition of asset and liability, I think we looked to rate regulated and also we were looking at a lot of provision type of issues and saying, if we're going this way, does it throw up any further problems or shed any light? And that, frankly, the answer, particularly around asset, was no. The focus of our, I'd say neither help nor hurt in terms of the rate regulated issues. The I think the work that we're doing, personal view on asset and liability definition, is really driven more by problems we've had with liability and uncertainty in terms of when do you recognize a liability, some of the IS 37 issues. And one of our objectives is to try and keep the definitions of assets as symmetrical as possible with the definition of liability. So I'd say the main focus has been liability, and then thinking about what that means for asset and the probability of cash flows. has been the issue that's bubbled up on the liability side over the years that caused us to want to look at those definitions.
Thank you.
So not a very clear answer.
It didn't help. So that's the answer. It wasn't. It's important. Can I just make a message? Maybe you keep working on it?
Well,
until you get our answer.
I think one of the other messages that the reason when we were doing the planning that Pat and Jane and I in particular thought let's highlight conceptual framework up front is that there's been so much focus on do or die, does it meet the definition of an asset in the conceptual framework, to be aware that we're looking at that, what aspects we are thinking about changing, and that we're going to have that discussion, but have it properly and fundamentally in this project, rather than kind of in, you know, as part of trying to march forward on a more limited scope project, which is maybe what we've done in the past. Any ISB folks have anything to add or correct about conceptual framework and interaction?
I think it's a very fair assessment of where we are. I guess for this group, my expectation is that we are starting without any prejudice. I think it's important. And considering what Mary said about the conceptual framework, this is our aim, to have you thinking in a way that is free from preference, but considering what we have in the conceptual framework will help us.
There are some other projects that I did that are covered in the paper that I didn't have in the slides and wasn't going to speak to today. I think we tried to highlight the most obvious, including the one that we have a separate paper on, IFRIC 12 and service concessions. I think we'll cover that in the discussions later today. So let me just pause and say, does anybody have any questions about the other project interactions? We're aware of them. We'll, at the board level, we'll be making sure we try to pull those things together. Certainly want to hear from you if you think of other interactions that we haven't spotted that may not be as obvious. And if no questions, then back to Pat. Pat, we have
Bill. Bill Hicks.
Yeah, the
you need to.
I'm sorry, I will try and remember. The omission on paper 3 that jumped into my mind following our meeting was IFRS 3, and we did discuss the interaction of business combinations and any assets or liabilities you would recognise. Our focus was primarily on the current proposed interim standard, but I think there will be clear overlaps into any final standard on regulated activities. So I would put IFRS 3 on there as well.
Thanks, Bill.
And anyone else? I think Ontario has joined us, is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Good, excellent. There you are. On the screen now. Lovely. All right. Do you have any questions about what was going on here?
No, I'll just catch up as you continue on.
Okay, great. Jane, do you want to go over that?